Harry Denham, sworn in for the defendant, 48th to testify. I work on the fourth floor of the pencil factory. I was paid off Friday, April 25th. I came back Saturday to do some work. Mr. Darley asked me to come back. I had to work on the machinery when it was not running. That was the only time I could do it. I got there about 7:30. Mr. Holloway was there when I got there. Between 12 and 1 o'clock I was working on the varnish machine. We were hammering. We worked until 10 minutes after 3. We began to take an old partition out and put in a new one about 12 o'clock. It took a good deal of hammering. We were making a racket up there. May Barrett was the first person to come upstairs that day. She came about 11:15, stayed about 3/4 of an hour. It was after 12 when she left. Mrs. Freeman and Miss Hall were the next to come upstairs and stayed about 15 minutes. They got a coat and went down. Mrs. White came upstairs about 12:30 to see her husband. She had a good long talk with him. She was still upstairs when Mr. Frank came up. He told Mr. and Mrs. White that he was going to dinner and would like to close the doors. He stayed up there just long enough to tell us that and then went downstairs. Mrs. White went right down behind Mr. Frank. I never heard the elevator run that day. I was up on the fourth floor all day. I can see wheels turning on that floor. There were no noises in the factory that day excepting street noises. When the elevator stops, it makes no noise. It shakes the floor a little when it stops. You can't hear anything except shaking the building when it starts. You can hear the elevator better when the machinery is not running. If the wheels had been running that day, I could have seen them from where I was. When I left at 3:10, I saw Mr. Frank. Mr. White and I came down together. Before we went out, Mr. Frank came upstairs about 3 o'clock and asked was we getting out, and we told him we were getting ready to go right now. We were washing right then. When we came out, we saw Mr. Frank at his desk in his office writing. Mr. White borrowed $2 from him. He did not look nervous or unusual. You can look down from the landing on the third floor and see whether anything is being put in or taken out of the elevator on the office floor. White and I on the fourth floor could have gone anywhere in the building that day. It was open to us. Cross-examination. We were working about 40 feet from the elevator. There were crocus sacks upon the floor where we were working. The first time Mr. Frank came upstairs was about 10:50. At the coroner's inquest, I said I wasn't certain of the time. The second time he came up was about 3 o'clock. We had finished our work and were washing up and getting ready to go. I am not certain of the time he came up the first time. I think it was 10:50. That's about the time Mrs. White left. He didn't say he was going right then. He said he wanted to go out. The wind was blowing strong that day and slapping the blinds backward and forward. There were no other noises inside the building. We stayed up on the fourth floor all day, except one time when we went down about 11:15 to have Mr. Holloway put some pieces on the bandsaw. It was a mistake when I told at the coroner's inquest that I had not left the fourth floor at all that day. A person could have gone in the building and gone out, and we not have known it. We were knocking and hammering all the time about midway of the building. It might have been a good deal of noise on the office floor, and we would not have known it. I said at the coroner's inquest that Mr. Frank had a habit of rubbing his hands together. We left Mr. Frank in the factory when we left there. I saw some spots Monday they said was blood.